This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The Syrian government has rejected a report by an international chemical weapons watchdog that found chlorine was likely used in an attack on the rubble-held city of Douma last year. The Syrian Foreign Ministry said the report was full of flagrant falsification of facts and lacked credibility. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons released a report last week that said there were reasonable grounds to believe toxic chemicals containing chlorine had been used in the attack in April of 2018. Eyewitnesses and medical workers at the time said more than 40 people were killed in the attack. The report did not assign blame for the use of chemical weapons. President Donald Trump's one-time campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was sentenced to prison on Thursday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that he did not do much to help his own cause at his sentencing hearing.
From a wheelchair, Manafort told the judge, saying, "I feel humiliated and ashamed would be a gross understatement." But Manafort offered no explicit apology for his crimes. Judge T.S. Ellis III made note of that before issuing his sentence of 47 months.
The AP's Ben Thomas. U.S. lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other forms of hatred and bigotry. This following an acrimonious debate over a Muslim congresswoman's comments about Israel policy. The measure did not specifically reprimand Minnesota freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar by name after her remarks that several lawmakers deemed as anti-Semitic, though it did condemn hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to U.S. values and aspirations. From Washington, this is VOA News. Seoul and Washington sign a deal on increasing the cost for the U.S. military's presence in South Korea. Charles de la Desma reports.
Delegates from the two countries last month agreed on Seoul paying around $924 million in 2019 for the U.S. military presence, up from $830 million last year. Seoul's foreign ministry says the deal is expected to provide a stable environment for the American troop deployment and help strengthen the alliance between the two countries. The deal signing came days after the two countries eliminated their huge springtime military drills, replacing them with a smaller training operation to back diplomatic efforts to strip North Korea of its nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The power outages that hit most of Venezuela Thursday continued into early Friday. Large crowds of commuters had to walk for several hours to their homes. Few buses were on the streets and the city's metro system was shut down. Officials said the hydroelectric station at the Guri Dam had been sabotaged but offered no evidence for this. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro suggested that the U.S. had a role in the outages. Opposition leader Juan Guaido, the self-proclaimed interim president recognized by the U.S. and about 50 other nations, took to Twitter blasting Maduro for the outage. At public meetings and election rallies held since the recent confrontation between India and Pakistan, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been tapping into a wave of nationalistic sentiment sweeping the country and presenting himself as a strong leader willing to take a more muscular approach to Pakistan.
India will no longer be helpless in the wake of terror. This is a new India. This is an India that will return the damage done by terrorists with interest.
He's walking a political tightrope before elections. At the height of the hostility, Modi appealed to the opposition to refrain from politicizing the airstrikes. But opposition parties now accuse him of doing exactly that for electoral advantage. The SpaceX Dragon undocked from the International Space Station early Friday, and an Atlantic Ocean splashdown is expected later on Friday morning. The Dragon brought supplies and equipment from the space station, where it stayed 5 days as astronauts conducted tests and inspected the Dragon's cabin. The Dragon is the first American commercially built and operated crew spacecraft in 8 years since the end of the space shuttle program. The U.S. currently relies on Russia to launch astronauts to the space station at a cost of approximately $80 million per trip. From Washington, Steve Karish.